Let me start the story by backing up a couple years. I first heard about the Rock River Trail Initiative when Dean Mathis, a very famous bike rider from the Quad City area, who is better known as Bareback because he doesn't have a seat on his bicycle, contacted me and asked me what I thought of this trail that people were putting together, and particularly if I had any thoughts on the Ogle County area. I looked at it and gave some suggestions about how to make it a little bit safer, particularly on Highway 2. And that was the last I heard about the Rock River Trail Initiative. That's the last I thought about it, too. That was several years ago. Until Carl Nelson. Well, you know Carl. Here he is.
Okay, so a couple months ago, WNIJ was in the planning stages of our spring membership campaign. And we were looking at potential partnerships throughout the region. And through that search, we ended up seeing on the internet the Rock River Trail and kind of the associated partners with that. And we thought, wow, this looks amazing. And it'd be great if we could find a way to partner with them. Unfortunately, we just kind of ran out of time in the planning process. And it stuck in our heads just how cool it would be to be involved with this trail, to go on a ride or a paddle or something on this Rock River Trail.
Which is how Carl and I found ourselves in a pickup truck in the middle of a thunderstorm one Sunday morning driving north toward Theresa, Wisconsin.
Say that again.
Theresa, Wisconsin? Theresa, Wisconsin. Yeah. We'll get to that in a second. I'll tell you what, I am anxious to start riding on the Rock River Trail.
Yeah.
So we're in Theresa, even in the rain. You know what? Many explorers had to do things in the rain. You couldn't, like, Lewis and Clark couldn't just go back to, like, Virginia just because it rained. Although I'm sure they wanted to. Theresa is adorable. And Carl and I are charmed. We've been given directions to, we're about to cross the Rock River again. After driving 3.5 hours north? After driving 3.5 hours north, we met up with our welcoming committee.
Welcome to sunny Wisconsin.
We met Greg Farnham, coordinator of the Rock River Trail Initiative, and George Marsh, president of the village of Theresa?
The native pronunciation is Theresa.
Theresa, okay.
And I'm not sure it goes back to Solomon Juno's daughter, I think.
It's close. According to Wikipedia, Theresa was actually his mother. George gave us a thumbnail sketch on the life of Solomon Juno, which ended with a sobering warning about the kinds of things that can happen on the trail.
He didn't live real long after that, and he just kind of, he was doing some trading up in Fond du Lac with the Indians, or up in, and they found him along the trail dead. So, so it's just kind of interesting
we'll
story.
Fare better than
yeah, I hope so. Yeah. So we're kind of a quiet little rural village, and we enjoy it. So
that's beautiful. I mean, it's a little gray today, but you could kind of see how charming it is. And Greg was about to tell us about the river here.
We're standing in River's Edge Park in the village of Theresa, right on the east branch of the Rock River, which comes down from the Theresa Marsh, which is upstream about 5-6 miles. There are two other branches, the south and west, that come through Waupun. And then they all three branches converge in the Horicon Marsh to form the main stem of the Rock River, which then exits the marsh at Horicon, which will be a city that you go through.
Right.
We talked with Greg and George for a little bit, and then it was time for us to be on our way. We rode our bikes close to 20 miles before we decided it was time to stop for lunch, which we did in Horicon. Horicon is home to the Horicon Marsh. It's North America's largest freshwater cattail marsh. After that, we proceeded south.
Carl and I saw an amazing number of regal heron and sandhill cranes, egrets, and lots of other birds we couldn't quite identify. The farmland scenery was gorgeous, and whenever we'd go a bit without seeing the river, we would wonder if we had taken the wrong road. But then, there it would be, sweeping alongside us or cutting across our road like a demarcating hash mark. There were stretches where we never saw the river, but it always returned to us like a stalwart friend. After riding many hours in the rain and cold, we arrived in good spirits to Watertown, where we met wonderful people, some of whom waved to us from porches, and others who met and talked to us in bars and restaurants of Main Street. This is Josh. He's the bartender. Okay, ooh, get your audio ready.
Shake of the day?
Shake of the day.
We asked Joshua, the bartender, about the dice game we saw people playing in bars all over Wisconsin. Watertown Alderman Augie Teets shows us how it's done.
Shake it. What's it cost me? A whole whopping dollar bill. You have to get four of a kind out of seven dice or better. So four of a kind, one die or one shake for this guy.
Alright.
So shake of the day varies everywhere you go. And he was close. He got 3 sixes. If he would have got four, he would have got a free drink. Five would have gotten $20.
Really?
Six, half the pot. I don't know what the pot is.
This is the second bar we've been in, the second time I've seen people doing this. So I asked you what was going on with the dice. And your answer was?
Shaking it?
Your answer was, you're not from Wisconsin.
You're not from Wisconsin, right?
Right. And how did
you?
Well,
I like to ask where people are from, because I like to get around, too.
Right.
You know, so.
In Illinois, we don't do dice.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's
it
the
is a Wisconsin, it's just called bar dice, simply. Right. So there's shakes of the day, there's different types, variations.
Yeah.
If you go to the dive bars, you'll get the, you know, the drunk roadhouse guy.
Yeah, let's hear what that sounds
like. Yeah. Trying to slam it as loud as you can. And they probably do that. They probably go, yeah, too, when they do it.
Because but, that's going to be a better roll if you do that, right?
Yeah, yeah, because your odds are clearly better. Because who knows? No, the harder you slam the dice. Yeah.
It was a long day. It was a great day. But we have an even longer day tomorrow.
Go to sleep, Carl. This day's over.
From a hotel room in Watertown, Wisconsin, I'm Carl Nelson.
Good night.